This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I just want to hit it again real quick, and we'll get back to the topic, okay, concerning climate change, that fraud that's taking place on a global scale. You're hearing a lot about Queen Elizabeth. Now, I just went on social media platforms and just scrolled down for 30 seconds, and I found another one, okay? People out there are so ignorant of scriptures that they actually believe that Queen Elizabeth II was a Christian woman. Why? Because she said, just like any other corrupt politician, like any other devil, right? Because they don't read scripture, they believe when they say when they call themselves Christians, that everybody believes they're a Christian. Queen Elizabeth II said, the 2nd of August 2022, she said, "Throughout my life, the message and teachings of Christ have been my guide. In them, I find hope." Now, I just highlighted the fact that if you look at her children, wisdom is justified by her children. And there's, by the way, there's much information out there, if you're willing to pull the curtain back, with visuals, testimonials of who she really was. And she was a witch incarnate. Okay, she's a political head. Okay, and she's nothing more than a political head. And it's amazing how, because she said she's a Christian, everybody just goes right along with it. And then I can hear some of you scripturally ignorant individuals say, "Bradley, who are you to judge?" I'm not. I'm just using the judge's word. We're fruit inspectors, right? She was not a Christian. And folks, if you even look to the life of Princess Diana, she started exposing what was going on in that mansion, the Queen's household, her mansion. And because she so opposed it and started to begin to expose it, it was actually Princess Diana that died in a tunnel, conveniently. But if you remember right, and there's video out there, folks, she did it several times where she was warning that they aren't going to have any more of me. The M15 will kill me. And if you look at the account of her death, you go ahead and do it, but I'm not one that is going to take anything from the mainstream media as face value. I need to have the person tell me that was there, that seen it, heard it, whatever the case might be. I need the testimonial, because if I can't confirm it, I don't want to talk about it. Okay, well, let's go to her husband. Okay? Prince Philip was her husband. And here comes the kids. During the 1960s, a satirical magazine in the UK took to calling Prince Philip the naked waiter. After rumors emerged that he served drinks at the exclusive lunch club wearing nothing but a mask and a lace apron. Oh, yeah, folks. This is the tip of the iceberg, the information that we have with these people. This dude was wicked to the max. Wicked to the max. This is coming from scmp.com. You can go ahead and check it out for yourself. I just showed you on social media platforms. He was a devil, man. I mean, Bradley, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the fact that, and I believe I said the other day that it was her son that did this. Forgive me, I'm correcting myself even now. But it was her husband, Philip, that said that if he died and he was reincarnated, he would want to, which, by the way, the Bible speaks against, right? He said he'd want to come back as a virus. He wanted to reincarnate as a pandemic. Yeah, it's right here. See it for yourself. Just so you understand, I'm not making this stuff up. And again, if you want the truth of the matter of who she was, just look at the fruit. This is also the same woman, by the way, just like all the other church heads, the popes, Grahams. Franklin Graham did the same exact thing right on cue. He's nothing but a pawn. He's controlled opposition. 2 Kings 13:33, they're appointed to control the opposition, to keep the herds in line. Okay, instead of looking to Christ, they want you to look at them and follow their example. But what's interesting to note is the Queen of England. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I'm looking at this right now. There's just tons of information. But she wanted forced vaccinations. She did the same thing at the same time. All together now, Isaiah 28, verse 18, the covenant of hell and covenant of death. And they continuously going, they went forward until the very end. If you want to check that out, you can go to The Guardian. There's even one article posted right now. Queen urges Britons to think about others and get the vaccine. Same message that Franklin Graham gave. Remember, He spoke blasphemy is what he did, and he said if Jesus was here, he would take the shot. This is why nothing changes, because people don't learn their lesson. But let's go back to Philip really quick. He wanted to reincarnate as a pandemic. It states, now this quote might have come back to haunt him, not one to shy away from controversial statements during royal appearances. In 1988, Prince Philip was quoted as saying, in the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus to contribute something to solving overpopulation. If he didn't just tell you the mind of the devil through Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Donald Trump, who calls himself the father of the vaccine, remember? And then he's out there on the campaign trail trying to tell everybody to make America great again, though he had four years to do it, and he did just the exact opposite. He's telling all of his worshipers, Acts 12:22, to get their shots. And I don't mean to take it in a different direction, folks, but I do need to go over here now that I am highlighting this, because it is, again, important for people to understand how many people are dying because of the experimental jabs. Health impact news, brand new, just today. 61,000 millennials aged 25 to 44 died in 2021 after COVID vaccine mandates. 84% increase in mortality rate. Okay? If you look over here, it's even on social media platforms. The doctors haven't paid attention neither. They're just doing what their master tells them to do. 6 Canadian medical doctors died within 2 weeks after the fourth COVID booster. Going back, I want you to see this one in particular. We have sudden deaths of young, healthy adults after the experimental jab. This is all on Health Impact News, folks. Go ahead and do your homework. You'll find it. It's very accessible. And here's Donald Trump right here. I am the father of the vaccine. This is what he said. I deserve full credit. You will get full credit, rest assured. Remember, I backed it, funded it, and most importantly, sped it through something called Operation Warp Drive, all under my watch. All under my watch. Did you also know, friends, speaking of which, and I'm going to change up my point, did you know that they're also creating laws to shut up doctors that oppose? It punishes doctors who challenge the established narrative on COVID-19. You are under attack. You are under attack. We're going to get back to the main topic, climate change, right after this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Here you go. Oh, by the way, I want to let you know, and I've said it 1,000 times, but I'm going to say it again. We're not giving you our opinion here. We're just pointing the finger at the obvious. Jeremiah 11:9. It's real. They're showing themselves off to the world. They're even, folks, they're even bringing in golden calves where they have actors out worshiping during ceremonies throughout the world. History is repeating itself because the people on this globe have still not learned from history. Okay? We're not giving you our opinion. We're just showing you what's out there. And we're showing you what most want to circumvent when it comes to making and setting men free in Christ Jesus. It's your choice to adhere to the Christ. John 8:32. John 14:6. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life. It's your response. The Lord says he would not reject anybody that comes unto him, even unto the uttermost. Okay? I just wanted to make clear. Let's get back to my point here on climate change. And then we got to get over to, I have never seen, which coincides, by the way, a more contradictory message in all of my life. Okay? Check this out. This is a woman trying to justify the position of Obama, criminal Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite, concerning climate change. They're pushing this forward. Again, they're trying to tax people for just ludicrous, unthinkable things, friends. But they have to convince you first before they can try to justify it. Well, and sometimes if that doesn't work, they'll just do it by force. Just ask Barack Hussein Obama. And Judge Roberts, you know, when they pushed through Obamacare, which is completely unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 8. So here we go. And again, I want you to pay attention to the fact that this woman is now being called out by this congressman concerning climate change. You got to listen to the details. Here we go.
Things you're very seriously concerned about. I noted on November 2nd, the Washington Post carried this report. The Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarcer in some places.
Okay, he said the Washington Post reported this. So this is what he is reading from, okay, friends? Listen.
The SEALs are finding the water too hot, according to a report to the Commerce Department yesterday. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones. The report continued, while at many points, well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Very few seals and no whitefish are found in the eastern Arctic, while vast shoals of herring and smelts, which have never before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. Within a few years, it's predicted that due to the ice melt, the sea will rise and make most coastal cities uninhabitable. Is this the crisis you're referring to?
Remember, he said this is from the Washington Post, okay? Now he's asking the question, is this the crisis that you're speaking of? Now listen to what he says after this.
It is a crisis we're trying to address.
How long has this been reaching a critical condition?
I'm not sure how you would define a critical condition. I think we
Look
are seeing
this numbskull.
Impacts now, and this guidance is a tool that agencies will be able to use to provide us information on how
specifically to address the catastrophic warming that this report refers to.
I'm not familiar with that specific report.
Okay, here it comes. Where's that report from? The Washington Post. But
perhaps
when?
The reason is because it was November 2nd, 1922.
The report came from November 2nd, 1922. It's the same narrative that they've been pushing for 100 years on the American people. Did you hear that? Listen.
That the Washington Post carried this article.
100 years.
I can agree that global warming's been going on for a long time. It's been going on and off since the last ice age. Doesn't that predate the invention of the SUV?
What I can speak to is the facts that scientists are pointing
shameless.
To now.
Disgraceful.
So, as has been rightly pointed out, I am not a climate scientist.
Oh, now she's not a scientist. She's trying to push through what she is now denouncing when it comes to her own accreditations as to who she is and what it is that she needs to push through for her master. During this time, Barack Hussein Obama, who's working for his master, right? This is craziness.
And neither am I, but I do know history. And our prehistory tells us the climate's always changing. Yes or no? Do you deny this science?
The hottest years on record have happened since 2000.
Well, when you say
we have now had 16 months
my time.
Of global averages.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because we know in recorded history that during the Roman warm period, from about 250 to 400 A.D., much of Rome's grain supply was grown in what are now the deserts of North Africa. We know that during the medieval warm period, from the 10th through the 13th centuries, wine grapes were grown in northern Britain, and Iceland and Greenland supported a thriving agricultural
economy.
Also know that during the Little Ice Age that followed, the Thames River froze solid every
winter.
What
you're hearing is irrational. It's so irrational.
Dancing ice sheets destroyed many towns in Europe. So to change this, I'm just wondering what it is that you estimate this to cost.
Here it goes.
Congressman, what I know are the changes that we are experiencing now, the cost associated.
Well, just all of a sudden happened, friends. All these changes just came upon us out of nowhere. Right? This is what they want you to believe.
With that.
It contradicts Scripture every step of the way.
But these are changes
that we have
noted throughout the recorded history of civilization. So now let me just ask you, what are these regulations going to cost? This guidance going to cost?
That's what it's about, the money.
I do not have that figure for you, because it is not a regulation. It is not required to be followed by agencies.
You know, it's crazy. So what she did is she was called out. I would have been extremely embarrassed. I would have never done that again had I known what I was bringing to the table. But she says, I'm not a scientist, and he's calling her out and raking her through all of her nonsense. And then what happens is she begins to try to justify it when it comes to the unjustifiable. It's embarrassing.
Because
this is not science.
Absolutely astronomical. And if you
this is propaganda.
If you with this committee or the American people, you'd have a revolt on your hands.
That's right. You would have a revolt on your hands. Roger Carr
would
recently
they?
Wrote in comments, a Washington, D.C. resident, John Lockwood, was conducting research at the Library of Congress and came across an intriguing headline in the November 2nd, 1922 edition of the Washington Post. Arctic Ocean getting warm. Seals vanish and icebergs melt. Friends, the article mentions great masses of ice have now been replaced by moraines of earth and stones. And at many points, well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Now, the original source of the story resurfacing recently was from an Inside the Beltway column of August 14th, 2007.
So they picked the narrative up from 1922, over 100 years ago. They used the same narrative in 2014, April 21st of 2014. So they just resurrected it. That's all they did. And they used the same narrative. Got it? Same narrative, folks.
The newspaper article was located in the Library of Congress archives by, again, James Lockwood. Here is the text of the Washington Post Associated Press article. So I hope you understand why the global warming hoax is going from bad to definitely worse.
That's exactly right. So again, friends, we just need to open our eyes up as to, again, remember what our friend said. Paul Harvey. They're the ones creating the crisis. Folks, you really have to pay attention to the information that's been given unto us, because so many times I've revealed to you from the mouth of the little minions themselves telling you that this is all created. The chaos that you're dealing with on so many fronts, much of it is completely fictitious. It's just to keep you in a state of emergency so they can keep changing everything. See, and here's the issue. We don't need a new system of government, because what these criminals are doing on the federal level and on the state level, and I'm talking about the corrupt, once again, not the good guys, which are very far and few between, but what you need to understand is they are using that to tear down the U.S. Constitution in hopes of recreating it in their ungodly, their own ungodly global image. That's exactly what this is all about. That's why there's this continual warfare going on. They just want you to get to the point where you're done. That's why they're inundating you. They want you to be fearful. They want to oppress you. But see, this is what falls to those that are outside of Christ. Folks, acknowledge your sin before a just and a holy God. Read Exodus 20 and acknowledge the fact that you broke every single one of his moral laws. And let the Holy Ghost come in and convict. John 16, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 10. And when you read that, folks, you're going to see that the Holy Ghost comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. We're going to get over to the main topic right after this. Because, folks, to say this is displeasing is an understatement, to say the least. But this is what's going on, and we're seeing this from politicians, but I've never seen anything like what I'm about ready to show you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. It'll take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. The UK's longest-serving sovereign died Thursday at her summer residence in Scotland. Her eldest son was officially proclaimed the new British monarch. King Charles III officially ascended upon the death of his mother. Ukrainian forces are claiming their first significant battlefield success in months as Russia announced it was pulling back its forces from two areas in the Kharkiv region. An auto parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana is on strike. Members of the UAW at the Stellantis casting plant are citing health and safety concerns as the cause of the strike. They make parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen singer R. Kelly has rested in his federal trial. He's accused of fixing his 2008 state trial. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just thinking of a couple things here. And we're all going to go there. It tells us in Romans 14:11, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. Regardless if you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but if you stand in front of one, it's going to hit you. That's judgment. That's why we're supposed to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Also tells us in Philippians 2:10-11 that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's what's happening with the Queen yesterday or the day before. Okay, I want to get over to this because I'm going to do this the best way that I can possibly take this. And I'm going to take it as slow as I can because I don't want to add to or take away from my thoughts on this issue. We've had Dr. Scott Jensen on the radio with us a couple times. Tim Brown, I believe, had him on as well. And I'm a discerner over here. This is what I do. I discern better than I can with my eyes at times and my ears at times. And I'm talking about the giftings of the Holy Ghost, right? Found in 1 Corinthians 12. And I just felt right away that I was dealing with that older generation that still does not understand the severity of times. When we had him on the show, I heard Scott talk about, we need to have a discussion. We need to have a discussion. We need to have a discussion. We don't need to have a discussion. Matter of fact, after one of the shows, I got on the phone and I talked to Scott about that. And I said, Scott, the younger generation understands that they have to now stand up and fight for the freedoms that are left in hopes of reclaiming them, like it tells us in the book, and I'm adding scripture, Joshua 22, that we're supposed to keep the same commandments before possessing. Okay? And by dispossessing, and once we possess it, which means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place, we're supposed to keep those same commandments to hold our ground. And the church is supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. And what Scott said back to me is, Bradley, he said, you can do things your way, and I'm going to do things my way. And the point that I was making is, listen, we don't need politicians any longer. We need statesmen that will actually keep their oath. Remember, they put their hand on the Bible and swore to uphold with their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they would uphold the enumerated laws found within. That means they're to enforce the law that's found in Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. But the older generation, the hippie generation, they want to have a conversation. We don't want a conversation. We want the laws enforced by sending the message that we're not going to tolerate crime within our government anymore. Too many men fought, bled, and died fighting off tyrants in third world countries that we're not going to roll over in the face of them in our own backyard. They don't have a right to break the law. And there is no right anywhere for politicians to do the wrong thing. And the right time to do the right thing is right now. And if they're not going to do it, then we're going to have to do it. Okay? So I had him on the radio a couple times. And I recently heard a debate with Dr. Scott Jensen, which I was pleased with for the most part. I thought, that a boy. He must be listening to what the people are now demanding. This is how it works. Hold their feet to the fire. Keep them honest, folks, to the law. And I thought, okay, this is good. And I called him up and I encouraged him a little bit and I said, "This, I liked what I heard." And I said, I got to tell you, though, I think when you told the people there that they need to give Tim Walz a round of applause for the way that he handled the pandemic, it was like, wait a second. I said, I think you lost him there, Scott. You lost him. You don't need to add that. And, of course, you know, who am I? He knows better than I do, he thinks. And so he thought that was good to add during the debate, calling out Tim Walz basically for his crimes against the people. He didn't say that, but that's what he was saying. And do I want to say it was innuendo? No, I'm not saying it was innuendo. Was he running from it? No, I don't believe he was running from it. But he was calling out Tim Walz for the crimes against the people. And then he turns, he flip-flops, and says, let's give him a hand of applause. And I'm thinking, what are you doing? We know in the state of Minnesota, 5.9 million people know that he's planted. He's from Nebraska. He's a criminal, is what he is. He never had the executive authority to come up with executive orders that run in contrast to the U.S. Constitution to shut anybody's business down. And keep in mind, when that whole pandemic was going out, billionaires worldwide amassed their wealth 27%. So while Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota was attacking the little guys, keep in mind where the people went because the little guys were now shut down. They went to their corporate buddies. Okay? Isn't it interesting that the big corporations, they never had a shutdown? No, because they fell in line. Right? So we know who Tim Walz is. We know he is, as a matter of fact, if you look at who he has on his board, Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota, he has appointed sworn enemies to the U.S. Constitution and the United States of America that are here not to assimilate but to conquer this country. And we also know that Keith Ellison, the Attorney General, he's an appointed little criminal as well. And he's not from Minnesota neither. He's from Michigan. We know who these people are. They want you to act like you don't know the difference. Okay? Well, I'm not going to pretend with them. I could go into another conversation speaking to another representative who is stupid as a rock when it came to the very Constitution and the enumerated laws that he was supposed to uphold. No reference to the Constitution, just parroting the right and the left constantly, the Republicans and the Democrats, and you know who they are. Well, wait. If you're the good guy, then enforce it, the law, against the bad guy so we don't have to talk about the bad guy anymore. Well, no. They don't want to work themselves out of a job. That's why we always make reference to the Word of God, which brings about resolve. and the U.S. Constitution that brings about resolve if Americans are willing to be the law. Okay? So we already know that Tim Walz is a tyrant. The people in Minnesota did not vote Tim Walz into office. If you look at the state, folks, hands down, there's massive voter fraud going on in this country, in this state. There is no possible way Keith Ellison won over Doug, the individual that was running for the attorney general position. There's no way. And I watched it all play out, and then I looked as to how they were playing it. Isn't it interesting? 94% of Americans don't believe the media, but if you want the results of the polling, you have to go to your local media outlets that continuously lie to you. I want you to think about this. Okay, so let's get back over to Scott. Most recently, Scott came out with a brand new video. And what I'm happy to say is when I started reading the comments, I could see people were jacked. They were angry with Scott because for the last how long he's been out on the campaign trail in the state of Minnesota, he's been telling them that he's going to shut down abortion. He's going to try to shut down abortion. That's what he's been telling them. And then he comes up with a commercial that nobody can make sense of it, folks. I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give you my thoughts. And then what we're going to do is we're going to come back and show you how this man has a history of flip-flopping when he feels a little heat. Psalm 78, verse 9. And it's not what the people in the state of Minnesota need. Because what he did is he just succumbed to the pressure of his opposers. That's not what men are. Hey, folks. Men of conscience are leaders of consensus. Consensus does not lead men that are men of conscience. It's the other way around. Men of conscience lead the consensus. Well, what happened? Scott just bowed down to all of it. And I want you to see it for yourself. And again, you decide. And I'm gonna go ahead and I'm going to commentate after this is over. Again, I've never seen anything like this in all of my life. This is Scott Jensen.
I've delivered 500 babies in my career. Abortion.
He's holding a baby.
And Tim Walz is weaponizing the issue. In Minnesota, it's a protected constitutional right, and no governor can change that. And I'm not running to do that.
Isn't that interesting?
I'm running because we need safe streets, excellent schools, parental rights, and more money in the family budget. That's what I'll fight for. Let's focus on the issues that matter.
Let's focus on the issues that matter. Oh, my goodness. Boy, oh, boy. If we want to talk about self-inflicting on the issues that matter the most, especially to Minnesotans right now, no one does it better than former Senator Dr. Scott Jensen, who has put himself in the victim position over and over, and he's hit some good topics. But how he's been attacked, folks, you'll notice that when it gets a little hot, he'll compromise. He'll play the diplomat every single time that I paid attention to this. Folks, what I see is another typical politician doing and saying what needs to be done so that he might obtain his desired end in the great state of Minnesota. What is he doing? He's gambling with the rights that God has given unto us. He does not understand the Constitution. He does not understand the Declaration of Independence. And he does not understand that our rights come from God, not from the generosity of the state. And furthermore, friends, this is called flip-flopping. If you remember right, and I'm going to do it in this order because I only have so much time and I want to make sure I can kill it all, but I want you to listen to this piece, and this is Scott Jensen just a couple years ago on the Second Amendment. The article, folks, calls Scott Jensen out for flip-flopping on the Second Amendment. Hey, folks, just one question before this hard break. If he was to win office, what else wouldn't he flip-flop on concerning the issues that our law are to maintain, that our laws need to maintain? I mean, folks, this is like, which way is the wind blowing today? Well, I'm going to go with the wind and the majority today, and you know what, I might take a little stand here, but I'll take the stand in front of those that are going to put me in office, but once I get in office, I'll go ahead and turn on them. Folks, it's better for us to see this now than after, and don't you think for one moment there's not other people running for the gubernatorial candidacy for the state of Minnesota? There is. What's going on? We're going to come right back, and I'm going to highlight this for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I've never seen such a contradictory message in all my life, okay? So I want to take you back just a little bit and show you how he folded under pressure when it came to the Second Amendment. Now, why am I highlighting this? Am I trying to dim his light? Absolutely not. But if the man's not going to be a man of principle, we don't need him because he's going to be a part of the problem that we're dealing with right now. He's going to do what he's told when he gets there, folks. You can rest assured because he's already done it. Okay? This isn't what we need. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty, said Patrick Henry, a son of liberty. Suspect everyone. Suspect them. Don't praise them to your own demise. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. And whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. Are you going to hand it over to someone that's going to bow when they need to stand? Folks, check this out. This is the Second Amendment issue, and this is the mainstream media, and it's sad to say, folks, but they were right in this particular case.
In tonight's Talking Points, Esme Murphy takes a look at what Dr. Jensen said.
Back in 2017, Dr. Scott Jensen was a first-time senator from Chaska. He stunned his Republican colleagues that year by being the co-author on two gun control measures, the first requiring universal background checks for gun sales and transfers, and the second making it illegal for a gun owner to not...
Okay, now he's out there because he wants the office. He's telling you what you want to hear concerning the Second Amendment.
Made sense. But since then, Dr. Jensen has done a 180 and is against both those policies. Critics within his own party have criticized him for flip-flopping on the issue in order to win the GOP nomination.
There you go. And she just said it. She's exactly right what's going on. And I'm not here to agree with my enemies, but if it's the truth, I'm going to hold to the truth regardless if it's the good guy or the bad guy saying it. Why? Because it's true. Okay, so you heard the mainstream media saying that he's flip-flopping. Yeah, I'm going to play this one more time, and I want you to listen to it, and then I'm going to go ahead and throw my two cents in. I'm going to dissect it for you is what I want to do.
That's what I'll fight for.
Listen to this.
Okay? Let's focus.
Listen to this. He's got a baby in his hands.
On the issues that matter.
Okay. I want to play that again.
I've delivered 500 babies in my career. Abortion is divisive. And Tim Walz is
weaponizing. He's holding a baby.
In Minnesota, it's a protected constitutional right.
He's lying to you.
And I'm not running to do that.
I'm not running, holding a baby in his arms, I'm not running to put a stop to abortion. This is what he's doing. Okay?
I'm running because we need safe streets, excellent schools, parental rights, and more money in the family budget. That's what I'll fight for. Let's focus on the issues that matter.
Let's focus on the issues that matter. He just got done telling you what doesn't matter is the baby that he's holding in his arms. Because he's not going to put a stop to it. Because he said that it is a constitutional right. He is a liar. The federal government never had the right anywhere in any constitutional provision to illegally sanction the murder of anybody. Read the Declaration of Independence. The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness doesn't come from the fact that a government comes into play to start genociding the masses, namely in the woman's womb. Or even now, apparently, it's a constitutional right, according to Dr. Scott Jensen, holding his grandson in his hands to go ahead and kill the baby when it comes out of the womb. Hey, I'm not here to stop that. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about the issues that matter. Okay, let's break this down. You just heard it. You just seen it. Okay? Scott said that he delivered 500 babies in his career. He says abortion is divisive. No, it's not. It's illegal. And Tim Walz is weaponizing the issue. Okay, so now here we go. Divide and conquer, right? Then we go on with, in Minnesota, it's a protected constitutional right, and no governor can change that. Folks, can somebody show me in the U.S. Constitution where the federal or state governments, the federal being a creation of the states, not the other way around, where they ever had constitutional authority to murder an innocent baby in the womb? Read Proverbs 6:17. And rest assured, they all call themselves Christians. But they don't know that it says, thou shalt not kill, in Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not murder, and it is murder. And they, of course, they're Christians, but they don't know the word when it tells us, Proverbs 6:17, that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Well, let me go on. It's not a constitutional right. And what Scott Jensen is merely playing up to the people here, and parroting from the mainstream media, what is clearly not true. Matter of fact, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia said, the Constitution contains no right to abortion. That's right. That's right. Scott goes on in his hypocrisies. He says, I'm running because we need safe streets. For who? Well, I got a question, Scott. Who's going to occupy them streets if the children are murdered in the womb before entering into the world? I can't even believe this. And folks, the comments on there are just that. The guy's a hypocrite. He's contradicting himself at every given step, if you're paying attention to what he's saying. Scott then says that we need excellent schools. Excellent schools for who? The children have been murdered through abortion, and after all, Scott said that it was a protected constitutional right, as I said, but we just can't find that in the Constitution. Friends, a government has no right to kill anybody that's innocent or murder, okay? What are the schools that he wants excellent schools for who? The children. He's shooting himself in the foot every step of the way. Then he says he will fight for parental rights. Wait a minute. Parental rights for what are you talking about? Parental rights? Really, Scott? Parental rights. The state has no children. What are you talking about, parental rights?
Folks, we don't need new policies that undermine the Constitution. We need good men to enforce the laws that we have here. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10, because this is garbage. This is not true, and it's confusion to say the least, as it contradicts itself every step of the way. Scott takes it to another level of hypocrisy by saying that we need more money in the family budget. Well, if the babies are killed, Scott, there's going to be no family. Well, he's holding a baby in his hands. Whoa! What is this guy conveying to the people in Minnesota? That the baby's life doesn't matter, yet everything else does that applies to the baby in his arms. And then he ends it with the, let's focus on the issues that matter. Then he looks down at it, at the baby in his arms. What? You can't even make it up. Folks, this is diplomacy at its very worst. Seduction in another guise. This is compromise where two men agree on what they both know is wrong, and in this case, illegal. This is seeking office at any price, even if it means stepping over the very issues, the lives of the babies, that he should deal with when it comes to the life of an innocent baby. Folks, what are the people saying? That's all I did is I just looked down, and I wanted to see what the response was. Carolina said, I would try to ban abortions, Scott Jensen. This is what he's been telling people all over the state of Minnesota. That's not what he's saying now. He flip-flopped again. He said he meant that. Carolina says he's lying. This man is a liar and cannot be trusted with this important woman's health issue. The next one, I'm not cherry picking these. The next one, Czar Lord, wow, you're lying to the public. How could you do this in the face of the godly? Serious though, someone's going to go to hell for lying to the masses. Andy said he's on the defensive, which means he's heading for a big loss in November. Wow, isn't this crazy? The next person, Jensen vowed in a March interview with Minnesota Public Radio in the past that he has already said he would work to ban abortion. So they're just repeating what Scott said, but this isn't what Scott's saying anymore because he's feeling a little pressure, folks. And let me remind you, in this country, state and federal government, we do not have leaders. It's their job to fall under the leader, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and enforce the laws that are in place. It's called the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. Czar Lord said, wow, you're lying to the public. Talk about flip-flopping, said Danchi. I would try to ban abortion. Jensen vowed in March in an interview with the public radio and in the past that he said he would work to ban it. DS said, I'm just taking him right in a row. Why do I find this ad creepy and disturbing? Bradley, you're handing this over to Tim Walz. Are you that ignorant? Tim Walz needs to be impeached, Article 2, Section 4, and he needs to be prosecuted. And Eric Mortensen drew up the articles of impeachment in the state of Minnesota, and the Republicans, the good guys, ostracized him. D. Sledge says to Scott Jensen, you must think we're stupid. I'm not cherry-picking him. This is insane. Walking back from ridiculous comments, then blaming somebody else, Carl Holmquist. Folks, it's your country. You're going to have to fight for it.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.